My name's Colin, and I'm hoping to run an ultramarathon every month in 2023.
And my name's Andrew, Colin's brother, and I'm going to be joining them for half a marathon during his ultra run every month. This is Idiot School Running.
This is Season 1, Episode 18, recap of 2023. Will there be a Season 2 and next year's challenge?
Colin, how are you today? We are recording on Friday, the 29th of December. This is the last podcast of the year. How are you keeping?
I am keeping good, Andrew. The listeners probably haven't heard the first 6 minutes of this episode, Andrew. That was a bit of a hard start, wasn't it?
So I said to Colin, you know what? We're going to give ourselves half an hour. We're giving ourselves half an hour to record the episode. And the running time of this episode by my recording is 6.5 minutes. But do you, the listener, it's probably been about 30 seconds. So that just tells you how much mucking about there was.
I had a bad start. What you just heard was the best that I could give you tonight, everybody.
So sometimes it takes us a while to come up with a title. And we wanted a title that would really grab people's attention of a recap of the year. And well, and the season two, and then the next year's challenge. And as you rightly said, Colin, before we start recording, we've nearly answered, have we been renewed for season two, in the title of the podcast, isn't that right? Because we've talked about next year's challenge. So tell us, have we officially been renewed for season two?
I believe we have. The funding came in last minute before Christmas for Idiot School Running. And the funding is absolutely nothing, Andrew, and we have been renewed.
What does it take, Colin, for this podcast to get renewed?
I think, Andrew, a consistency of what, at least one listen per episode and us just having fun. And I suppose something to talk about running and jelly-wise, that's the two main things.
Really, it does just come down to, do we want to do something again this year again? Do we want to do a challenge? Do we want to record? We had so much fun. And we will come to the challenge, next year's challenge, but that's going to be at the very end. The very end. So keep listening to the very end of the podcast. And then in the next episode, it's going to be season two now, which is very exciting, Colin. We'll go into more detail about next year's challenge. It's been almost a year where we had no idea about Idiot School Running. We had no podcast. We had no challenge or anything. It's almost a year old since that day, Colin. Can you believe it?
I know what? No, I can't believe it, because this time last year, Andrew, you were in my house. We were having a ball and the idea just kind of simmered around the house. And on your way home, I believe I rang you and said, Andrew, let's do it. And we did.
And we're here now. And what do you think? Just we're talking about the recap of the year. What were some of your highs and lows of the year, Colin?
Well, I went back and listened to the first episode, Andrew.
That was brave of you.
The second episode, and that was the one where we were running Dromora or Dromara, and you turned up in a panic buy, and you bought stuff off a shelf, and you didn't know, why did I buy this? I just panicked. I don't have gels, so I'll buy jelly. I think that's where your love affair with jelly kicked off, Andrew.
Without doubt, this time last year, jelly for me was just a dessert. It had nothing to do with running. It had nothing to do with nothing else. It was just a dessert, one which I hadn't had for many years, probably, really, Colin. Now I've got a jingle. And when people think Idiots Go Running and Andrew, they think of jelly, which is absolutely ridiculous. And it was just a spur of moment thing. And jelly is one of the highlights of the year. Just for banter, Colin, let's play the jelly jingle.
Andrew's Jelly Update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's Jelly Update.
There we go, the jelly jingle. This time last year, there was no such thing as a jelly jingle.
Yes, there was no such thing as a jelly jingle. And there's also no such thing as Andrew with a running bag. I listened to it and you didn't have a running bag. I was carrying your car keys. There is no such thing as Andrew bringing water on a run. You turned up on your run with 16 bottles of water in the back of your car and went for
and
a
I
run.
I left them all there.
And you brought one block of jelly with you. And there was no such thing as Andrew being an official, and myself, I suppose, being an official ultra marathon runner.
The thing I remember most about that run was, yes, the jelly and yes, the water. But I remember getting to mile 10 thinking, this is going okay. And then for the last 3 miles, absolutely dragged in, Colm. It seemed to be longer than the other 10 put together. Yep. And I think that's the longest 3 miles of my whole year, the first run. And I remember the beautiful countryside. I remember the big hill. I remember so much about that run. It was a great, great run, and that's the run that started everything for us. And then as we go out throughout the year, was the other highlights for you, Colm?
Then we went to Portaferry, which was a fun run. I forgot to put Vaseline on, so I nipped in the local cafe and decided to use their hand soap. And that lathered me up for the rest of that run. There was a lot of runs, Andrew. You were late.
Ah, that sounds familiar. So it does, Colm. And you know what? You were talking about Portaferry and that run. That seems absolutely ages ago, because that's the other strange thing. I remember at the start of this year thinking to myself, I know you have to do an ultra, but I was thinking, I have to do 12 half marathons a year. And I didn't know if it was ridiculous or foolish or doable. And there was no guarantee we were going to complete this challenge of ultras and half marathons at all. But the year's flowing in, and yet when I think about certainly the first two or three runs, it seems a long, long time ago. But that was one of the highlights for me. Every year, just having a run to look forward to, and some of the runs were more eventful than others, but it nearly just chalked off the year month by month in a unique way that you had this kind of event each month to look forward to.
Yeah, and then there was the Belfast Marathon run where you ran with me, got a pan chocolat and joined me for the end.
Oh, I remember sitting down in Starbucks enjoying that and then coming back to you. That's right. That's right. That was a good one.
That was a good one. And that was when you brought in a latte along the way. That coined that phrase. Then the summer we had the run up the North Coast where you got injured. Remember the pecan pie?
The pecan pie. That's my low point of the whole year. I think it's my only point where I would say in this whole challenge and the whole podcast and the whole running this year, that was my single low point where I was running in my favourite place. I was so, so excited. You were going to try to do the ultra marathon route that you were going to go and hopefully me in September. And I got just a few mile into it. And I got injured and I had to walk a lot of that run in July in my favourite place. And I was a bit down because I thought that was the end of my ultra marathon hopes. And that's the one singular point where I was, one low of the whole year. And it wasn't that low, but it was the lowest, I suppose. What about you? Did you have any lows?
No, you got to that. We stopped, we had pecan pie, and you pushed on through to the end with that pain. Now, people might look at you and go, running on an injury and all that stuff. And I kept on saying to you, look, it's all about mental strength. We had that ultra marathon coming up, and you were building your pain, kind of building your pain threshold, Andrew. Build it up, building it up, building it up. And if you go back, so that was run number 7. If you go back to run number 1, your aim in run number 1 was not to get injured on that run. So it left you free up. So we're halfway through the year, just over halfway through the year, and you picked up your injury. And then that overtook the rest of your month's running, Andrew. That's the thing that jelly wasn't curing you. And then it was like, where do you turn? And that's when the mental strength came in, Andrew.
Well, I had my warm weather training in Spain to look forward to. And I did look forward to that, I have to say. And it was very, very enjoyable. But at that time in July, I thought, if I can't do a few mile, there's no way I'm going to do 39 point something mile in the ultra marathon. I thought there's not a chance. Not a chance. And then as I said, that was my only low, but I did have a semi other bit of a low, like a low 0.5. And that is when you phoned me up to say the deadline's been shut for the ultra marathon. Oh. Do you remember that day, Colin? I absolutely freaked out because I was like, I want to sign up, but now I can't. And I started phoning their office and I started emailing them and spamming them. And thankfully, the girl got back to me in just maybe an hour or two. And I was freaking out because I thought it's my only opportunity, because I wasn't feeling confident that it would complete it, but I did want to sign up. I did want to at least get to the start line. And I remember freaking out that turned out well. Funny looking back now, not at the time.
Yeah. And you know what? So that was a point. That run was amazing, Andrew. We finished that run. You were an ultra marathon runner. You'd actually
run.
Ultra marathon.
Well, let's take a step back. So you're talking about the ultra marathon now. Just getting to the start line was special.
So we went to the caravan that night. That was an interesting night. I have never seen someone so over and underprepared for a marathon. You changed all the rules. You changed your clothing. You changed what you ate in the morning. Like, you were up in the middle of the night, the heating didn't work. You were just, I don't know.
It was disaster, Colm. It was absolute disaster, so it was. But it was I didn't know what was going to lie before me. And I remember the start of that run, the first 13 and a half miles, I think it was. It just flew, Colm.
We did.
Got up. What time did it start at? Was it 6:30, 6 or 7 or something like
Andrew,
that?
Andrew, I'll tell you when it started. It started when I shaved a handlebar mustache on my face.
That's right. You had a handlebar mustache. We had custom tops. It was a beautiful morning. We were the first over the line, and within a mile, we were dead last, absolutely dead last. Yeah. And I remember in that ultra marathon, I remember getting to my full marathon distance, and up to then, remember, I had never ran a full, and I think I'm right in saying I still haven't ran a marathon distance. That's the longest I've ever run. And at that time where I got to, or that moment where I got to 26.2 miles, I was over the moon in a way, and then I got sick straight away.
You did. Yeah, was that stupid fruitcake you were eating?
It was good fruitcake. I regret nothing at the time. I maybe regretted it a little, but it was good fruitcake, Colin. I might sign up again. Well, we'll not even talk about signing up again just to get that fruitcake. But I remember getting a second wind. I remember seeing my family and you trying to catch up to me. Hold on, reverse that.
That sounds like you were ahead of me, by the way. Just you couldn't wait to see the family and I was trying to catch up on you.
Well, you said, Andrew, go on ahead and I'll catch up with you.
And I'll refill the waters and get us all back up to speed and get all the gear back in the bag. And you went on ahead because I thought I'll be able to catch him. And you disappeared. You absolutely just...
I had a second wind. The fruitcake kicked in. The several slices of fruitcake kicked in.
I was literally expecting to find you in a heap in the field. I thought, he's collapsed and went over a hedge. Because there were some places where if you had fell and you were in the field, no one would ever find you. And that's what I was expecting. I thought, he hasn't run this far. And then you're sitting, happy as Larry, not sick, chatting to your family, waving at me coming around your corner. And I thought, he was faking that the whole way just to get a break.
Definitely not faking. And I just walked it off, got a second wind, and that got me going. And who's going to carry the boats, remember? Who's going to carry the boats? Was nearly the only thing I said throughout that whole run.
Yeah.
And in the end of the run, Colin, I think that's the real highlight of my year. Well, there's many highlights.
That's what you thought.
Many highlights.
That's what you and me both had thought. Like, that run is the pinnacle. And maybe we had peaked too early, Andrew. Maybe we had peaked too early. But as the year went on, the next set of runs, they were still good. There was one we went to Junction 1. I ran from my house to your house and we found a nice wee trail on the way through Antrim to Junction 1 that was quite nice.
You're right in the way. It nearly seemed like the challenge for us in a way, not that we talked about in the podcast, but it nearly felt like that was the pinnacle of the challenge. You know, with a few more runs left, was it 3 runs after that? And it kind of, you know, with 9 down, 3 to go, it kind of felt like, you know, we've nearly done the challenge in a way, but with something special to look forward to, Colin, but we just didn't know how special it would be.
We didn't. And you know what? We were looking forward to it and thinking, this is going to be funny. It's a bit weird, but we'll have a go. We'll do it anyway. And I suppose it's like any time in a challenge. It must be mentally, Andrew, any time in a challenge, you get through most of it and you think, this is nearly done. And it's that wee bit at the end. It was like your first run, the last 3 miles. We got to, what was it? 9 runs, and then it was like the last 3 runs were this.
We were just kind of ticking a box.
Kind of there. You know, all the hype we'd done up to this point, was it wearing off? We'd peaked early. I think you and me both were starting to feel the same. The dark weather had kicked in.
It was getting colder, the dark nights.
It was just everything was coming together.
Even jelly wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, and you know what? It took an extra mile with Matt to really, really get your jelly back on track. Do you want to roll the extra mile from the previous one, Andrew?
Now's a good time, actually, to talk about Matt and the extra mile. So let's roll the music and roll the feedback.
Across the pond, he's in the race. Step by step, he'll set the pace. Running on American roads, listening to his favorite show.
Is he jelly? Love the jelly. Been
and fresh, breaking down the last passage, bringing you on the trail of dogs. It's the extra mile fact.
What a fun episode that was. I enjoyed the heck out of listening to it, and some thoughts that I've got. So, Colin, you were talking about coffee and how you have just been welcomed into the world of grinding your beans fresh. Welcome to the club. I second your support for that approach. It is the best. I also have to say that your mom should speak more on the show. She has a lovely voice. The costumes were absolutely epic. And normally, I feel like I'm representing your North American audience, but in this case, I feel compelled to speak on behalf of Belfast. And the people want more costume grunts. So think about that. Think about what other costume runs you can do. Maybe some that don't irritate as much as the beard and hair did for you, Colin. But the people of Belfast want it. They are, as you might say, tootin' for it. I also thought, Andrew, I could not help but feel bad for that poor guy who you said was on the naughty list. All he did was wish you a Merry Christmas, and then he probably went home thinking, boy, what did I do to deserve that? Felt really bad for him. Thought it was pretty funny, though. And then I think that the way you ended this last episode could possibly be a teaser for your next season of Idiots Go Running. You were saying, maybe you'll laugh, maybe you didn't, maybe you'll cry, maybe you didn't. And I think it's exactly that type of advertisement that will really sell the people on listening to this podcast. Tune in to Idiots Go Running. Maybe you'll laugh, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll cry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll run, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll rest, maybe you won't. As long as you say it with conviction, I think that'll be a great way to kick off the next season of Idiots Go Running. Enjoyed the show, as always, guys.
So just a few notes I've picked out, Colin. People want more costumes. What do you think about that? Matt says the people of Belfast want more costumes.
Yeah, take away the beard, take away the hair. I'm all up for costume runs, Andrew. You know, we've got Easter, we've got summer, you've got spring, you've got next Christmas, you've got Halloween. Halloween, Andrew, would be fun.
Halloween would be a big one. Easter would be a big one. They're the two standouts with Christmas. It's hard to put into words how much. I said the ultramarathon was the highlight, but there was nearly like a double highlight, and it was the Santa run and elf run. It was, Colin, it was so much fun. As I said to you, I think I said in the podcast that I smiled the whole way through that run. It was ridiculous how much fun we had. Maybe not you so much with the beard. Maybe it's my turn with the beard next year. Maybe, I don't know if we even do it next year, but it was so much fun. The amount of the smiles and the laughter. It was just a great experience. So possibly more costumes. Who knows? The Halloween one would be interesting, certainly. And the Easter bunny and chick or something. Duck and bunny. What's that out of? Is that out of Toy Story 4?
Duck. Oh, they are attached, aren't they? Or you could just go as a big egg. Two big eggs.
Oh, you're cracking me up, God. You're cracking me up.
It's no yolk.
And then the naughty list, I did feel bad about. There was a guy on a bike and he was filming us and he goes, "You," or something. And I go, "You're on the naughty list." And I was like, "No, the nice list.
Yeah.
I said the wrong thing. You. And as you said, I even spoke out of turn because I was the elf. It's not the elf's job to find out or to tell who's in the naughty or nice list. And then the tagline, so maybe you'll laugh, maybe you won't, maybe you'll listen, maybe you won't. So impossible. And Matt was talking about season two. It was as if he knew. Colin, season two was coming before we announced it.
I suppose, the runs were great, Andrew, but another highlight of this challenge was getting to know Matt a bit more. And we've been chatting to Matt on the side and it's been absolutely great. And we've been hearing his feedback. And towards the end of the show, we started bringing in the extra mile with Matt just because you and me loved listening to his feedback. But it's not only him. It's when I post our videos on social, Andrew, that people's actually commenting on saying, "Oh, Andrew and the jelly," or "Colin in the run," or, and people are commenting. And you, nobody knows how, and I always say, I always forward it on to you, Andrew, and it really does brighten up our day to know that people's listening, to know that people's interacting with us, getting responses, you know, the odd people that we'll meet who maybe haven't mentioned the show, but will say a comment about something that happened on the show. Some people we might know it's a bit of a guilty pleasure to be listening to the show. You know who you are. Just when you're listening, give a smile to yourself and think, they're talking about me. And you know, Andrew, that's another highlight of the show, along with the running, is it just, we've had so much fun. The podcast's been so much fun, and I've had so much banter. It's nearly rekindled my love of running, even though we don't talk about running that much, Andrew.
I've always said this, if me and you were the only two listening to this podcast, it would be a great success, because it's just documenting our journey through this year. It's documenting a bit of banter and a bit of crack. It's given us something to really look forward to every year. It's nice getting the feedback. It's nice getting the comments and the texts and the different things. But you highlighted one thing, and meeting Matt Nags. We're yet to meet Matt Nags, and that's one of, or in person certainly, and that's one of the, what do you, that's one of the things with, what do you call that? To-do list, bucket list. Us three need to meet one day and go for a run. Chances are it'll be on my rest day, so you two will be going out for the run, and I'll meet you to the coffee shop on the way back or something, or maybe in the middle of it I'll join. But that would be something that one day, wouldn't it be great if three of us go for a run? Because this time last year, Colin, you had talked about Matt, but I had never talked to him or interacted with him. And what a difference a year makes now. We've got a WhatsApp group, the three of us, and there's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of banter, and there's a good friendship that's built up that there. We've had Matt on the show as an interview, our highest rated podcast, as you know. And then we're going to be getting him on. He's doing the extra mile with Matt, and then also getting him back next year, because he's a challenge next year. So we're going to hear about his challenge.
And we're
going to hear about our challenge too.
I think it's a really smart move by us, Andrew, because Matt has such a bigger following than Idiots Go Running. That's not beating around the bush. Like, if we can get some of Matt's friends and Matt's subscribers to listen to our show, Andrew, we could go up at least 50% listeners or more.
I don't know if any move we make is a smart move. We just make moves, Colin. We do our thing, and whatever happens.
Yeah.
So is there anything else before we get to next year's challenge, Colin? Is there anything else you want to talk about the past year?
No, I think, Andrew, I think we've covered it. It's been really good. It's been really fun. We've now got a podcast. We're running. It's fun. You've got your jelly. It's just, what a year, Andrew. What a year. And, you know, if I spoke to you today about it, actually, if I failed Mizzen to Malin, it led us to this point to start this journey. So this is leading us to at least, well, I'll say my next journey anyway.
And Mizzen to Malin part 3 will be coming in season 2. It'll nearly be a year apart from the last episode of it, whenever that was. And there's lots more stories to tell about this, or to tell about Mizzen to Malin. But it's been a brilliant year. I've enjoyed every moment of it, more or less every moment of it, apart from hurting my knee. I really enjoyed having a goal, having a series of goals, and that's something else we could touch on. You know, it's the new year, it's just days away, certainly when you're listening to this, or maybe it is the new year when you listen to it, and it's nice to set goals, and it's nice to set kind of goals that maybe you might reach or you might not, but just pushing yourself, and certainly this year, I have pushed myself to the limits, nearly, I would say, and beyond. You said at one point, you know, Well, even now, I don't even know if I feel like a runner. And I mean that, I look at you and I say, you're a runner. And even I'm like an undercover runner, kind of, or like I'm a runner in sheep's clothing. I'm a runner, or am I just a sheep? Or there's some analogy in there, Colm, where I don't feel like a fully fledged runner, but I suppose I kind of am, but I still don't feel like it. At the start of this year, I thought, you know, in December, if I complete this challenge, I'll be a runner. I'll be able to run, and I'll know lots about running, and I'll have everything down to a T, and I'll have great knowledge of running. And look at me, I'm a guy that just turns up some days with a bar of jelly and just goes out running. Call. So if that's a runner, call me a runner. But I don't know if I can label myself that just yet.
Hold on, you have better running gear, you have like spare running gear, you have decent running shoes, Andrew. You started the year in an old dead pair of Asics that you've had for about 2 years. I think the men had holes in the side of them.
Come 3 years I had them for.
So that's, you started off January, you had 3 year pair of old Asics shoes that were dead. I looked at you and I said, no wonder you're getting injured. They were dead. You didn't have a bag, you didn't bring water and runs, and you didn't have any type of energy gels with you. And now we're sitting in December. You had a Camelback. Now you have two sort of the soft bottles of water. You have a running bag. You have the right gear. You have a decent pair of trail shoes. You know, you have a running cap. You finished 12 half marathons, and then embedded into them half marathons, there's one full marathon and an ultra marathon. Andrew, you're a runner.
Well, as long as I got jelly, as long as I've got jelly, I'll go for a run. And at the end of the next day after that ultra marathon run, you said something to me, Colin, and this is going to take us to next year's challenge. And what did you say to me? Because I was starting to think the challenge for next year, I started to think about it. I think we will start to think about it in July, really. And I started to say to you from July, Colin, I think our paths might separate a little come 2024, because you were still, you're all for running. And I was like, I enjoy going for a run. But if you think the challenge for next year is Andrew's going to run a marathon every month, dead on. There's not a chance. That does not interest me in the slightest. And I was like, I like challenges. I'm thinking about 30-day challenges. Maybe some of them will be running. Maybe some of them won't be. And that's the way I was thinking. And what did you say to me the day after the ultra marathon, Colin?
The day after? I honestly, Andrew, whenever you told me about your 30-day challenge, I was nodding off halfway through you telling me about what you might do this month or what you might do this month. I can't remember what I said yesterday, never mind what I said to you in, so that's September or November.
You said what you were going to start training for. You were going to start training for what?
So I'm turning 40 next year, Andrew, and I'm getting old. And I thought, I need to break a barrier before I turn so 40. And then it would have been the day after after we finished that there 40 miler, that our challenge of this year kind of felt complete. And you know what? I thought, I need to push myself to the next goal. And maybe it was 50 miler. Nah, let's go bigger than that. Maybe it was 80, 75 kilometers. No, let's break the 100 mile mark, Andrew. I want to go for a run, and I want to complete a 100 mile run. And there's one that we do in our country called the Northern Iron 100.
And it's not just 100 miles. It's actually 108 miles. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think it used to be 106, and then they must have added 2 miles on. I don't know where they add the 2 miles on, but that was a bit of a nasty move, that one.
So Colin, are you telling me in 2024, I believe it's June. Is it June?
What's that? June, yes. So it's in June.
So you're signing up to do a 108 mile ultra marathon.
Well, I've learnt my lesson, Andrew. So we were chatting today also, and I've learnt my lesson that missing the Malin didn't work. The long and short of it was because I had one goal to get from the top to bottom. Since then, I was listening to a book, and it was really about setting yourself maybe multiple challenges. So if you're going to run, at the minute, that is my aim, to run 108 miles in June. But I've also signed myself up for a 47 mile, Andrew, in April in Sheep's Head. It's down the very bottom of Ireland. And then so that's my first challenge. Bear with me. 47 miles, my first challenge for next year. Then I'll be moving on to a 108 mile run. And then I would love to be able to even go further and do a 200 kilometer run, Andrew.
Right. When you were telling me all this, I was just shaking my head. This is not now. Shaking my head now, mind you. But at the time, I was like, Colin, wise up. Like, I felt sick at the very thought. But that said, when you were telling me, I couldn't even walk the next day. So that's fair enough. And I had no interest of joining you. It was all about my 30-day challenges, and had it all planned out to June. So I had for next year.
Yeah.
And then, Colin, do you remember one time you were on the phone to me?
Andrew, I can't remember what I was saying yesterday. My brain is just on haywire all the time, Andrew. I don't know whether I've got ADHD or whatever it is. Someone's going to diagnose me with something, Andrew, but I see something shiny all the time. Once I wanted to rehome a cow. Continue, Andrew.
So many questions. Not enough time. We were on the phone and you were talking about this 100 mile. That was maybe, I don't know what month, maybe October, something like that, September. Yeah, something like that. Not sure. No, maybe October, maybe November. Don't know. Doesn't matter what it was. You were talking away about this 108 mile run. And I said, Colin, the first cutoff's 50 miles. And I said, you have to do that within 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And you started to get really excited. You were like, how do you know, Andrew? Remember, how do you know this? It's me, because I'm on the website. I'm just having a wee look. Why are you on the website, Andrew? Why? And then I said, Colin, they serve soup and coffee at the aid stations. And you remember one of the things I was really looking forward to on the Ultra Marathon up the North Coast was, I had heard rumours of soup and I heard rumours of coffee, and neither was true.
No.
Neither was true, Colin. And here's an ultra marathon that served coffee, that served soup. And then also the cutoff was 50 miles. So that was only an extra, from what I ran, was only an extra, I say only, another 11 miles. I would have 6 hours. 6 hours to do 11 miles and I could make it to the halfway point. And who knows after that? So yeah. What happened next, Colin?
I knew you'd talked yourself into this, Andrew. See, the minute you knew they were serving soup, I knew it wasn't a 50-mile cutoff point. That was just an achievable target. That's crazy saying 50 miles is an achievable target. But you knew you were going to sign up from that point, didn't you?
I heard soup, Colin, or a red soup and coffee. And I thought, you know what? There's something unfinished here. So on that note, Colin,
my name's Colin, and next year on Idiots Go Running, I'm going to run at least one 100-mile race.
And my name's Andrew, Colin's brother, and I'm going to join him for one of those 100-mile races. We hope you have a happy new year, and we'll see you next season on Idiots Go Running.